Gregor had the food served on linen cloths in the orchard, away from the search site. Fuel enjoyed everything that Broggle put in front of her, particularly some little fowls of warm bread, which she ate with her cream of mushroom soup and salad. Fillon served her some more, extolling Broggle's reputation as a baker.
That's Broggle's nut fowls, my dear. He made them this morning. There's hazel, beech and chestnuts in them. They're my favourite too. No beast bakes a nut fowl like our Broggle.
The squirrel maid bit into another one.
They're delicious. I could make a full meal of just your nut fowls. What a wonderful skill you have, Broggle.
Boorab had fallen asleep whilst guarding the steps. He came hurrying in late and plonked himself down between the two squirrels. Halfway through loading a platter with salad, cheese and nut fowls, he suddenly noticed Fuel.
Well, well, well. Howdy doody, my dear. I say, what an absolute corker your charming pal is, Broggle. A real spifferoo, what? Come on, Broggle, you old rascal, you lucky grubslinger. How's about introducing a chap to your stunning luncheon guest, what?
Gregor's massive paws descended on the gaddler's hair, and she lifted both him and the plate he was holding clear of the two squirrels.
I thought you were left to guard the south wall steps, sir. Skipper, escort this malingerer back to his post. Let him take that plate full of victuals with him. Back to your duties now, you horrible hare.
The brawny skipper of otters chivied Boorab along.
Right, Yarmar. Come on, Mr. Boorab. Remember, you're still on probation hereabouts. 1-2, 1-2, eyes front, that's it.
Boorab's protest faded into the distance amid general laughter.
I say, you rotten old river dog, get your paws off me. Still on probation? Pish tash, sir. Flipping length of time I've been at this confounded abbey, I should be on pension, not belly probation. The nerve of the great stripe-muzzled mauler, eh? What?